Final round of Coach's Insight programs here on KARE 93.7 as we're up on the first round of the playoffs here. With games starting tonight, also games tomorrow, of course, around Arkansaland listening area. But for Jefferson County North, their run in the playoffs begins tonight as they will be at home against Riverside. And we're joined now by Jeff Schneider, the head coach of JCN, and our conversation with the coach all year brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, put together another strong season, finished runner-up in the district behind St. Mary's. You got a big win over Mission Valley last week, 38-14. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but another season in the books, at least the regular season, 5 wins, 3 losses. How would you kind of assess 2022 as a whole?
I thought we were a very young team last year, and I thought we made a lot of strides. This year, I'd say a little bit more veteran group, a lot more guys coming back than what we've had in the past. Our junior class is really big. We've got 12 guys in that, so a lot of returning lettermen, a lot of returning snaps, those sort of things. So I thought we progressed well, especially down the stretch here. We're still playing some young players, and they're developing as well. So I'm very pleased with where our team's at.
And certainly playing those younger players here this year is certainly only going to help for the future. But when we look at last week, closing out the regular season, 38-14, a big win over Mission Valley to get you that runner-up finish in the district. How key was that? What'd you like about that game and what you saw from your team?
Well, I liked a lot of things, actually. Going back to probably early point of the season, that was probably the best four quarters of football that we strung together in quite a while. Still had too many penalties for me, that was for sure. But, we got up to a pretty good start, got a couple scores, and then they started their drive. And our defense answered like it has been for us pretty much all year. We got a 95-yard pick six right before half that you could feel kind of shifted the momentum going into halftime. Those minutes right before and right after half are always really big. We go into third quarter and, we give up a score to Mission Valley, and then another score right at the very beginning of the fourth. So they were making a run. After their second score, it took us about 4 plays to answer and get in the end zone. So I was really pleased with how our guys responded to the adversity we were facing at that one time, because the momentum we had in the first half, it shifted to them into the third quarter. So, pleased with that, pleased how we responded. Our defense did a really good job with them. They're a passing team. We got them at 30% third down conversion rate, which I thought was critical, because they are, they're one big play away from being able to put the ball in the end zone the entire time. So, like I said, overall, a good 4 quarters for us. If we can limit our penalties, we had a touchdown call back, or else we had one more score. I'd like to get rid of that from us, but we were able to overcome a lot of things and play pretty good football.
Well, you mentioned right there just putting 4 quality quarters together, and you obviously want to be playing your best at this point in the season as we're now up in the playoffs, but winning 4 of your last 5 games and then having the good 4 quarters against Mission Valley last week, how confident are you in your team as you are playing really well heading into the tournament?
Well, going back to the week before against Valley Falls, the first half of that game was not very good for us. A lot of turnovers, and again, I keep saying this all year long, a lot of penalties. We came out after halftime and we're pretty clean in the second half and put some points up on the board. Kind of carry that over into last week as well. So, hopefully it's a jumping off point for you. But looking at this Riverside team, I'll tell you, they've played a good competition. They played a lot of teams that are ranked at 1 and 2A both. So, their roster pops out with the size that they have. They got a lot of guys listed over 200 pounds, a lot more than we do, that is for sure. And then they have some big skill players, 200 pound plus running backs, a 230 pound running back. We've got to get a population to the football and gang tackle whenever we're up against them, because they're a power run team and they have some big guys with the ball in their hands.
Yeah, let's dive a little bit more into Riverside. You mentioned just bigger skill positions at running back, 200-plus-pound backs. They got really good linebackers on defense, and you mentioned the tough schedule they had to play. The 3-game losing streak they had recently, all-ranked teams, losing to number 1 Centralia in 1A, number 5 in 1A in Troy. They had to play number 4-ranked Sabetha in 2A a few weeks back as well. So they are certainly battle-tested. They have played a very difficult schedule. Is it the size at the skill positions that kind of stand out the most? Like, what's the one matchup that you're really concerned about with this Riverside team?
Well, yeah, I mean, early in the year we saw McCoff running back those 230 pounds, and we talked about gang tackling, getting the ball then. Riverside has two that they're going to run at you on the 200 plus side. So definitely, that's a tough matchup for anybody at our level here, 1A. And then, like you said, talk about linebacker, number 55 pops out to you on both sides of the ball really quick. I was about 4 clips in, and I could find him right off the bat. So at linebacker, he's coming downhill. He's very physical on the offensive line. The same thing. He's coming off the ball. So we've got to be able to play good across the front. We got to be able to contain their backs if we want to have any success at all. So they are. I believe they're a very tough draw coming out. They've been battle tested with the strength of schedule, and nothing that you want to make sure you're overlooking. That's for sure. We've been stressing that to our players all week.
JC and in Riverside playing for the first time in quite a long time. It's been since 2011. Riverside won that matchup 11 years ago, 20-18. So kind of unfamiliar territory with this Riverside team, but somewhat kind of familiar with being around the area at least a little bit. But obviously getting the game at home, it's such a big deal, getting this home game here in the first round of the playoffs. But, Coach, let's find a few keys for this one here tonight. What's it going to take to get the win and move on to next week?
Well, talked about it before, gang tackling, big skills, big running backs, and they do like to run the football. So gang tackling, we've got to get a lot of guys, a lot of hats on the ball in order to be able to get people down. I think with the power running team as well, I think one of the things you have to do is do well in their third down conversion rate, because if you're not getting them off the field on third down, they're going to wind the clock. And that, keeps the ball out of your hands, those sort of things. And then we've got to be able to find some ways across the line of scrimmage. They've got size up there. We've got to find a way to get some wins on both sides of football across the line of scrimmage, because we tell our guys all the time, you don't have to win every snap, but you have to win the majority if you have any hopes of winning the game. So those are some things we've been stressing, and those are some things that are going to be, I believe, going to be key points.
Consistency is key for the Chargers. They've won at least five games for four straight seasons now. JCN at 5-3, a playoff matchup here at home tonight, taking on 3-5. Riverside, first time these two teams collide on the gridiron since 2011. That's Jeff Schneider joining us, always brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, again, good luck tonight. Appreciate the time, as always, throughout the course of the year. Go get them tonight. Hopefully we're following you guys again for another round next week.
All right, appreciate your time this season as well.